From mounted speakers on the buildings of downtown Cairo seeps the evening call to prayer for Muslims here. The streets are crowded with cars and vendors. Buildings are tall and worn. But up above it all is where Hamed Salim spent his childhood.
I born in downtown of Cairo. I lived in a roof downtown of Cairo, not in an apartment, you know. But it's really shiny and nice and big and beautiful and lots of neighbors and everybody know each other and such things. It's like a small village.
The roof is where his mother and other families still live. 12 people stay in this small three-room home, originally just one room made for building employees. But over the years, with help from remittances from Switzerland, Hamed's family has expanded and transformed its home of the last 60 years.
In the beginning, it was only one room, which we use to live six person inside, father, mother, four brothers. We close a balcony, we make it a room as a kitchen, and we make another small balcony as a bathroom, yeah. And then we build an extra room and a place for another three.
Salim's family is and always has been poor. His mother, Karima, calls it living on a fixed income. She gets 500 Egyptian pounds, or about 70 Swiss francs, a month from her now deceased husband's pension. Electricity costs alone can run between 200 to 300 Egyptian pounds a month. It's with this reality that Karima Salim is optimistic for the latest revolution.
She said in the beginning she was in the time from the king, Farouk. This is from Muhammad Ali family. Till the revolution came from Nasser, the life was really interesting and nice and secure. And after Nasser start, the life goes down till this new revolution came, which is really good for Egypt. We are suffering now, so a lot of bad things happening in the street and all over, but she's really optimistic.
Karima Salim sits in a chair in the main room of her home. Three large couches line three walls. The space serves as living room, dining room, and bedroom, depending on needs. Mohammed is one of her sons. Mohammed earns about 350 Egyptian pounds a month in his office job. That's about 50 Swiss francs. He says everything is still terribly expensive in Egypt after the revolution, but things are slowly improving. They need more stability, he says. But progress is already being seen with rising wages, and he was promoted. An uncle of the family, also named Mohammed, has lived in the United Arab Emirates for the last 35 years, but returned to Egypt last year.
The revolution should come since a long time ago, you know, because the land needed it. But now it's happened and he's thankful for this, but we have to try to push ourselves in the right direction, you know. He's waiting for something better comes as a result from this revolution. Didn't come yet. He's really optimistic and he says it's gonna be better than what it's now.
Karima Salim says having her son Hamed in Switzerland and traveling the world, it's like she's seen the world, though she's never left Egypt, and she considers this rooftop her home. The family seems content to watch the evolution of Egypt from up high, observing changes below.